see, brother and sister, we gather here this morning as we worship our Lord together.
我们用诗篇一百五十篇开始我们今天的聚会。
We'll start by reading a Psalm 150 for call to worship.
我念完你再念。
你们要赞美耶和华，在神的圣所赞美他，在他显能力的穹苍赞美他，要因他大能的作为赞美他，按着他极美的大德赞美他。要用脚声赞美他，鼓瑟弹琴赞美他，击鼓跳舞赞美他，用丝弦的乐器和箫的声音赞美他，用大响的拔赞美他，用高声的拔赞美他。凡有血气的都要赞美耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。
Praise the Lord in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens.Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the string and flute. Praise him with clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
感谢主，我们把下面的时间交给我们今天的敬拜小组。
We'll give the following time to the English worship team.
Please stand for worship.
请站立来崇拜。
Who shakes the whole earth, who calls the thunder, who leaves the breath of and awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace.Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the open son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all kings.The nation, the truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace, this is unfailing love, that you would take my place.Cross. You lay down your life that I would be set free. Whoa, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, 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 oh, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love that you would take my place. You would bear my cross. You lay down your life that I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Whoa, oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
When I am not a wanker, consider all that I have had. I see the sun, I hear the rolling thunder. The universe is strong. That link my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. That link my soul, my Savior God, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God is not staring, dancing to die, 我竟不领会 that on the cross my burden 我的重担 流血深深
天空和最喜乐，主皆为我添加，我要归向。
天空的崇拜景象，必要重扬，神呀，你真伟大。我灵满足，赞美的歌我是。How great thou art！ 何等伟大！我灵满足，赞美的歌我是。How great thou art！How great thou art! Then my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! What is my soul, my Savior, God to thee.How great thou art! How great thou
You're the name above all names. You are worthy of praise. And my heart will say how great is our God. How great is our God. Always see how great, how great is our
Be seated, 请坐。
让我们同心来祷告。
Let's all pray together.
爱我们的父神，满心感谢赞美你。
Our loving Heavenly Father, we want to come before you and give you thanks.
原来我们的神真是伟大。
Because indeed, our God is great.
你是昔在、今在、永在的主。
You're the Lord that's past, present, and future.
我们感谢主你。
Lord, I want to thank you.
从今年的一月一号到今年的十二月三十一号，你一直带领着我们。
On January 1st of this year to December 31st, you have led us all the way.
我们感谢主，你在一月一号是主日，在最后一天还是主日。
We thank you that for 2017, January 1st is the Lord's Day, and December 31st is also the Lord's Day.
主啊，在这个过程当中，我们满满你受你的恩惠。
In this whole year, we have abundant grace.
我们感受到神你自己的极大的带领在我们当中。
We have felt your leadership among us.
我们特别感谢主你。
Lord, especially want to give you thanks.
在2017的最后一个主日的时候，我们用感恩的心来到主的圣殿当中一同敬拜。
On the last Sunday of 2017, we come before you with hearts of thanksgiving to worship you.
我们要用心灵、用诚实来敬拜那位坐在宝座上的圣洁羔羊。
We want to worship the Lamb that sits on the throne in truth and with our heart.
求你用你的话语充满我们的心中。
May your word fill our hearts.
让我们带着你的话语进入2018年。
And carry your words into 2018.
所以我们要走一条未曾走过的道路，但是有主带领，我们心中就不惧怕。
Walk in a new journey, but we will have no fear because you are leading us.
我们就是为过去这一年来献上感恩。
We want to give thanks for this past year.
也为未来的这一年献上感谢祷告。
And also give thanks for this coming year.
求主继续做我们的牧者来带领我们。
You continue to be our shepherd to guide us.
让我们在这末后的时代可以快跑来跟随你。
In this end time, we can follow you.
也让你的圣名在我们教会当中得着荣耀，被高举。
Your name be glorified in our church.
我们感谢主，你从昨天、今天、明天要带领我们在新年的过程当中的三次的特别聚会。
We thank you for these three days. We have a special meetings.
我们恳求主的圣灵继续带领我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to continue to lead us.
我们特别感谢神，你今天早上差遣你忠心的仆人梁院长来到我们当中。
Especially want to give thanks for this morning. We have Dr. Catherine Liang to be with us.
他要把是你给他的话语来跟我们分享。
He will share your words with us.
求主你保守她的口
May you anoint her mouth
也保守我们的耳朵
And also anoint our ears
让我们有一颗受教的心来领受你的话语
That we will have a teachable heart to receive your words
让我们今天可以把一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你
We can give all the glory to you today
让我们空空的来满满的从这边走出去
We came here empty handed but will be filled when we leave
愿你在我们生命当中掌权
May you set up your throne in our lives
主啊，明天就是过年，很多人都很开心，很兴奋。
Tomorrow is a new year. Many people are very excited, very happy.
让我们知道，在过年的时候，很多人真是不开心。
But we know that some people are not very happy.
因为他们失去亲人。
Maybe they have lost their loved ones.
因为他们面对很大人生的挑战，经济上的挑战。
Maybe they face challenges in their life.
或者身体的病痛，不能就是很愉快的在你面前来啊，为这个新的日子来感谢，来快乐。
Or maybe they're physically ill and they cannot give thanks for that.
不管他们在什么情境当中，我们恳求主的圣灵与他们同在。
Regardless of their situation, we ask the Holy Spirit to be with them.
也特别是带领这些有缺乏的弟兄姐妹的家庭
Especially be with those who are lacking in their families today
让我们也在主的带领当中我们可以用欢乐的心来往前看
So with your guidance we can still be filled with joy to look forward
有人不知道明日将如何但是我们知道是你掌管明天
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow but we know that you are in control
我们心中就没有惧怕
We have no fear
我们特别把我们当中身体欠赖的弟兄姐妹交托仰望在你的带领里面。
Once again, lift up those who are physically ill among us.
我们特别纪念到 David 刘，我们的执事，他在化疗当中。
Special remember our deacon David Liu, who is continue to receive chemo.
求主继续带领他。
May you continue to be with him.
一如主过去爱他，现在爱他，将来还是爱他。
As you have loved him in the past, you continue to love him and love him in the future.
让他实实在在的经历到主的带领跟主的爱。
Let him experience your guidance and your love.
也特别把志贤弟兄在北加州他的放疗的过程仰望在主的带领当中。
Also lift up Brother Zixian in Northern California receiving radiation therapy.
特别把志贤跟婉珠交到仰望在你的带领里面。
Lift up Brother Zixian and Sister Wan Zhu in your hands.
他们已经经过一半的放疗的一个日子。
They have received half of their radiation therapy.
到现在感觉非常的好
And they are feeling well right now
我们求主继续带领他
You continue to be with them
也再次把我们当中身体欠赖的弟兄姐妹在复健或者在复原康复过程的弟兄姐妹仰望在主的带领当中
Lift up those brothers and sisters who are recovering who are from the illness in your hands
求主耶稣基督你医治的大能在他们身上彰显
May your healing power be with them
带我们今天早上在你面前同心的聚会
And we gather here in this morning
也特别把今天下午的同工的训练会仰望在主的带领当中。
Lift up this afternoon, we have co-workers meeting.
让我们更加同心来赞美你，来学习神的道。
Help us to praise you together and to learn about your words.
在这个时代做一个合神心意的门徒。
To become a disciple.
让我们有个合神心意的生命。
To have a life that manifests your life.
也让我们能建造一个合神心意的见证在我们的生活里面。
And to build up a good witness for you.
使主你自己得荣耀。
So the glory be in your name.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归给你。
All praise and glory be in your name.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们请站起来，我们要唱。
Let's all stand. We'll sing the Lord's Prayer.
Oh, Father, which art in heaven.Temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.
很高兴看到弟兄姐妹跟我们一起来敬拜主。
Very happy to see all the brothers and sisters here this morning to worship together.
我们非常欢迎梁院长来到我们中间，很久没有看到他，我们非常感谢他来我们这边为我们证道。
Once again, a warm welcome to Dr. Catherine Liang to be with us. Haven't seen her for a while. Very happy for her to give us a message this morning.
也非常感谢弟兄姐妹一起来聚会。今天我们在会完后，我们就马上可以有很好的丰盛的午餐。今天的这个装备训练我们就暂时停一次。
Once again, welcome all to join us in worship this morning. There will be no equipping classes today, so there will be lunch, you know, served immediately after the service.
第三项就是年底如果各位仍然对教会的事工有负担，愿意奉献的，今天是最后一天。
For 2017 donation, today is the last day for credit for tax purposes.
我们也非常感谢张雪荣姐妹，她奉献今天中午的蛋糕，她刚刚才从这个纽约回来。
And we want to thank Sister Lady Zhang offering a cake to share with brother and sister today. She just came back from New York.
第五项就是我们在昨天、今天跟明天，我们三天早上都有特别的聚会。
Item number five, yesterday, today, and tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning, we have a special worship meeting.
可能我们没有讲清楚，特别的聚会不是只是给同工的聚会，特别的聚会是给每一位弟兄姐妹的聚会。
The special meeting, not just for the leaders and the co-workers, it's really for all brothers and sisters.
所以昨天因为看到人有一点稀少，所以我在想可能是我们没有讲清楚，非常抱歉。
Maybe we were not very clear. Yesterday were not that many brothers and sisters here, so we would like to invite everybody to come.
但今天下午我们有同工的培训。
And this afternoon, we have a special training for co-workers.
感谢主，今年有一些新的弟兄姐妹出来服事。
We thank the Lord that this year we have a new brother and sister step forward to serve.
所以在今天下午一点半的时候，有特别的每一个团契的负责人，还有你们这个关怀的同工，都请你们留下来，因为我有一点报告，就是希望你们对明年的施工有一些注意事项。
So this afternoon, please ask all the fellowship coordinators and also the caring co-workers to stay behind. We have special meetings and special announcements.
James 说，如果你是关注做这个宣教事工的同工，非常欢迎你留下来。
All the mission representative of each fellowship group are also welcome to stay behind.
这样我们就开一次会，就大家都可以知道了。
We will have one meeting with everyone there.
非常希望你们留下来。
So truly, I look forward to you this afternoon.
还有就是，但是明天早上我们仍然有特会，那是给每一个弟兄姐妹的，非常欢迎诚恳的邀请你们来参加。
And once again, invite you to come back tomorrow morning at 10:30 for our special worship tomorrow.
其实想一想一年的第一天，我们就可以来敬拜我们的神，我们是多么有福气。
Indeed, it's very blessed to be able to worship together on the first day of the new year.
第六项就是我们在每个礼拜三我们有联合的祷告会，非常欢迎弟兄姐妹参加，是由下个礼拜三是由马牧师带领。
Item number 6, our joint Wednesday night prayer meeting will be held on January 3rd at 8 p.m. and led by Reverend Mao.
儿童聚会在下个礼拜五晚上7点半有恢复，所以有孩子的家长请注意，可以带你们的孩童来。
So please pay attention to parents. A Friday night children's program will kick off the new year and meet this coming Friday.
但是 TGIF 是在1月12号才开始，所以也请家长们请注意。
But the Friday TGIF program and the youth program will not meet until January 12th.
今年我们好像有很多在年底的时候很多联合聚会。
I know we already have many joint meetings this year.
在下个礼拜天，我们仍然是联合崇拜聚会。
And next Sunday is our joint New Year Holy Communion Sunday worship.
下个礼拜我们有执事的就职跟这个团契的负责人就职典礼。
We will have deacon and fellowship leaders installation.
我们是早上十点半开始，但是晨祷是在十点就开始。
Again, the worship will start at 10:30, but we have prayer meeting starting at 10.
第十项就是。青少年的冬令营是在Crestline Thousand Pine 在1月19号到21号，有兴趣的年轻的弟兄姐妹可以跟Pastor Jay 来申请。
And item number 10, the youth winter camp will be held from January 19 to 21st at Thousand Pine. Please see Pastor Jay for details.
第十一跟第十二项是有一点关联，就是我们明年团契是我们大家都一起读基督成长101，然后在礼拜三的晚上六点半开始，我们是读和神心意的见证。如果你是团契的负责人跟执事，你是在那个时间，但是其他的弟兄姐妹请注意，只要你有三个到五个人之间，你们组成一个团契，毛牧师非常乐意亲来教导你们，所以你们跟毛牧师报告。
Item 11, 2018, the fellowship will be studying Growing as a Christian 101. It's available for $15. But the Witness Essentials is also available. You'll be taught in Chinese on Wednesday before the prayer meeting. But if you have more than 3 or 5 people, Reverend Mao will more than happy to lead a different small group for you.
下面两项请各位自行参阅。
And the rest of them, please read on your own.
我们用我们的奉献来继续我们的敬拜。
We continue our worship with offering.
我们一起同心祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，孩子感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to give you thanks.
从月首到年中，主你都看顾带领保守我们。
From the beginning of the year to the end of the year, you have watched over us.
孩子也感谢你，主啊，你在这一年之中，主你都真的是赐给我们有足够所需用的。
We thank you for supplying with everything that we need this year.
也求主你继续祝福这些乐意甘心奉献的弟兄姐妹们。
May you continue to bless the brothers and sisters who offer willingly.
也给我们智慧聪明来使用主你的钱。
And give us wisdom to know how to use this money for your kingdom.
还这样祷告不配奉主的名求谢。
Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We give the following time to Dr. Catherine Liang. Thank you. Peace to you, brothers and sisters. Indeed, haven't been here for a while now. Thank you for your church for giving me this time, a very special day, the last Sunday of the year to be spent together. And also, it's great to know that your church is 40 years now. Even though she was not with us in the past 40 years. But many brothers and sisters probably walked with the Lord in this church for 40 years. So she is having a very special memorial plaque for the church. Can you read the words on this? the glorious church.
Can you hear me? Can you hear? Is it on? It's not on?
Okay.
这个面是怎样的？
没有用，不算。所以我们要这个。你用这个吗？
嗯，可以。
嗯
？It's not muted. It's unmute.
这边已经上了，这里没有按。
里面没有按。
It's on right now.
Try it again.
Okay.
Alright,
good. This is 牧师 magic touch.
River Miles magic touch to help us.
所以感谢主，教会四十岁，那我送给教会一个牌子，荣耀的教会。
So the plaque says a glorious church.
希望未来的四十年。
We hope that in the next 40 years,
这是我们的目标。
And this is our goal.
送给哪一位牧师？
马牧师。
哇！还照一个照
这个是大家的责任的啊！
哦哦，
总归来讲是大家的责任。
是，所以我们把牌子传给每一个人。
对。
我 pass the flag around. It's everyone's responsibility to build a glorious church.
所以你们的指纹都在上面了。
So all your fingerprint will be on it as evidence.
所以我相信这是一个高兴的日子。
This is indeed a very happy day.
当我们有一个前面的目标的时候，都是值得高兴的。
It's great to have a goal in front of us.
所以每一位弟兄姊妹一同努力，我们把教会奉献给主。
So let's all work together and to give this church to the Lord.
让它成为一个荣耀的教会。
And let it be a glorious church for the Lord.
今天跟各位一同思想这个题目：神的信实。
Today our topic is God's faithfulness.
这是教会希望我们一同来思想的。
And this is what the church would like us to meditate on today.
我们纪念教会四十周年，我想呢，这是一个见证神信实的一个日子。
And 40 year is indeed a day that we can testify for God's faithfulness.
其实四十年有很多人事物的变化。
40 years include many, many changes.
昨天我的儿子到家里看望我们。
Yesterday, Dr. Liang's son came back to visit him.
现在儿子都要看望父母的 visitation.
So visitation from the son.
他带着他的一个还没有到一岁的女儿来看我们。
He brought a young baby, less than 1 year old.
我就想，哇，时间过得真快。
So indeed, time flies.
我们来美国的时候，他五岁。
When Dr. Liang came to America, he was 5 year old.
到2017，他已经有一个一岁的孩子了。
In 2017, now he has a 1 year old baby.
四十年有很多人事物的变化。
40 years include many changes.
不单只是每一个人的生命的成长。
Not just that we grow in our life.
还有人与人之间的关系也有很多的变化。
And our relationship between people also changed.
如果你在美国够久，你就发觉，哇，这五年、十年，这个社会道德水准变化很多很多。
In America, we also noticed in the last 5-10 years, the society changed a lot, the moral standards changed a lot.
所以当我们面对这个社会的时候，你要有一个概念，就是不断的在变。
So as we face the society, we know that everything changes.
三天一变，五年一变，大变。
3 days, a small change. 5 years, a big change.
所以我们中国也有一个很流行的名言哈。
And in Chinese, there's a saying.
大家都知道，三年一小变，五年一大变，是吧？
3 years a small change, and 5 years a big change.
大概不是了，现在已经是三个月就一个大变了哈。
Now almost like every 3 months we see a change.
所以我们心里要有一个准备，就是很多事情都在改变。
So we need to be prepared. Everything changes very quickly.
世界上唯一不变的定律就是改变的定律。
And the only unchanging law in the world is actually the law of change.
虽然我跟你们在一起也相当一段日子了。
Dr. Liang has been with us for many years.
可是如果你仔细看的话，你就发觉我也在改变。
But you can also see that she's also changing.
年轻的时候变成年老了哈。
We are growing older.
所以若是有一些姐妹很客气，她说：“梁老师，你就没有变，跟从前一样。”
Some sister will say, "Oh, Dr. Liang, you look exactly the same as before."
我说：“谢谢你美丽的谎言。”
So thank you for your beautiful lie.
唯一不变的定律就是改变的定律。
Because the only unchanging thing is that the law.
所以你就发觉前任的总统奥巴马定了很多的法律制度。
You can see the previous president Obama set up a lot of laws.
Trump 一上来全部把它推翻掉。
And Trump came over and completely changed everything.
所以改变呢可能会带来进步。
So change sometimes can bring progress.
可是改变呢会带来一种我们的没有安全感。
But change also brings insecurity.
我们没有办法掌握，没有办法把握下一步是怎么样，明天是怎么样，明年是怎么样。
We have no control over what's going to happen in the next step tomorrow.
因为我们没有办法掌握，没有办法把握，所以我们对人、对事、对社会有一点不信任感。
Because we cannot control it, so sometimes we distrust people and the society.
可今天我们讲到神的信实的时候
，But today, as we talk about God's faithfulness,
我想我从这个角度跟各位一同思想。
Let's meditate on this perspective.
基督挑战了世上改变的定律。
The Christ challenges all the laws of the world.
世界上一切都会改变，基督不改变。
Everything will change, but Christ will not change.
这个很重要。
This is very, very important.
所以他说，天地都改变了，唯有你永不改变。
You will roll them up like a rope, like a garment. They will be changed, but you remain the same.
他说，耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远都是一样的。
Christ Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever.
还有呢，神的应许无论有多少在基督里面都是是的，所以借着他都是实在的。
Well, no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ.
我们说世界上许多人改变，许多事改变，所以你不信任他。
In this world, many things can change, so we don't trust them.
可当我们想到我们信仰当中那个基督是不改变的时候，你一定要定睛在他身上，忠实的相信他。
But in our faith, we know that Christ will always the same, so we can focus our eyes on him.
所以当我们讲到信实的时候，我们记得一件事：世界上没有太多是可信的东西。
In this world, we cannot trust in many things.
可是，在信仰当中，在基督里面，很多东西你要重新再去掌握，相信他是永不改变的。
But in our faith in the Lord, we know that He will not change.
所以信实就是不改变。
Faithfulness equals unchanging.
这几个经文告诉我们是是的，是实在的，是阿们的。
In the passage we say, yes, it's truly, it's amen.
你真的对你的信仰有这样一个确信吗？
Do you have this kind of assurance in your faith?
你对救恩有这样一个信任吗？
Do you have this kind of trust in the salvation?
你对神有这样一个信任吗？
Do you have this kind of trust to God?
所以今天我们讲到神的信实的时候，
So we talk about God's faithfulness.
我们为着神不改变献上感谢。
We want to give thanks for his faithfulness.
因此在诗篇当中，在新约里面都多次提到信实这两个字。
In Psalms and also in New Testament, many areas they mention this word faithfulness.
我发觉一件事情。
And Dr. Liang discovered one thing.
诗篇里面讲到信实的时候，都是讲了个人的经历。
In Psalm, when it's talking about faithfulness, talking about personal experience.
诗人说：“谢谢天父，谢谢神保守我的平安。”
The psalmist say, "Thank the Lord for watching over my safety."
谢谢神供应我一切的需要。
Thank God for providing everything I need.
谢谢神打退我的敌人。
Thank God for defeating my enemy.
所以很多时候我们为着我们经历神的信实献上感谢。
So often we give thanks for our personal experience.
可是我看保罗的书信的里面的时候，
But as we look at Paul's writing,
保罗不是讲个人的经历去感谢神的信实。
Paul's not talking about giving thanks for your personal experience.
他从另外一个层次来讲神的信实。
He look at it in a different level.
那我觉得是更值得我们今天教会四十周年一同来思考的。
It's even more worthy of us to take a look at it today as we enter
40th anniversary. 所以这个信实是什么意思呢？
So what is faithfulness?
是的。
It is yes.
实在的。
It is truly.
它是阿们。
And it is amen.
所以你们每次祷告完了说阿们，知道是什么意思吗？
So at the end of prayer we say amen. What does it mean?
阿们就是我同意这位带领祷告的同工牧师他所讲的话。
Means I agree the prayer of this co-worker, this leader.
他的祷告就是我的祷告。
His prayer is my prayer.
所以我们讲阿们。
Then we say amen.
但因此呢，在诗篇当中有两处，至少两处经文这样谈。
In the Psalms, we see two areas that mention this.
他说：“我要将你的信实传与万代。”
I will make your faithfulness known through all generations.
他要讲到他的信实是直到万代。
His faithfulness continues through all generations.
请问你，如果你个人经历神的信实只有一代，就是你个人的那个岁月里面。
If you experience God's faithfulness, it's just talking about your own generation.
可是如果你要把神的信实传与万代的话，
But if you want to make His faithfulness known through all generations,
那就超越你个人的七八十年、八九十年的那一代。
It surpassed your 70 year or 80 years your age.
所以当我们讲到阿们的时候，
So as we take a look at Amen,
希伯来文，
This is Hebrew.
很漂亮哈。
It's a beautiful language.
所以希伯来文讲阿们，希腊文也是阿们，英文也是阿们，中文也是阿们。
So in Hebrew, in Greek, in English, in Chinese, we all say Amen.
当我们讲到神的信实传与万代，我们说阿们的时候。
When we say amen to his faithfulness continue to all generations.
那我们是相信什么呢？我们是觉得他是什么怎么样实在的在我们当中来传递下去到万代呢？
What do we truly believe in how his faithfulness can continue through all generations?
所以今天呢，我借着这个四十周年跟各位从另外一个层次思想。
So let's take a look at this from a different level.
我们感恩神是信实的。
We give thanks because God is faithful.
因为神的信实，所以人有一个确据。
Because God's faithfulness, we have certainty.
我让你带让你走到一个更高的层次看神的信实。
And let's take a look at God's faithfulness on a higher level.
不是说我个人得到什么，经历什么。
It's not that what I have experienced, what I have received.
那是短的，是过去的，会过去的。
That is a very short term.
可当我们讲到神的信实传万代的时候，我想这个感谢，这种惊叹是更。更奇妙更 欢乐的。
It was talking about the faithfulness through all generation. This kind of surprise, this kind of joy is even greater.
所以我们来读一下哥林多后书第一章十八到二十二节。
So let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 18 to 22.
你可以用你的语言来读。
You can read whatever language you want.
广东话也可以。
You can also read in Cantonese if you want.
我们一节一节来读。
Let's read it together.
请我指着信实的神说。
But as surely as God is faithful,
our message to you is not
yes
and no.因为我和希拉并提摩太在你们中间所传的神，
就没有是而又非
的。就没有是而又非的。
But in him, it has always been yes.
神的应许，
no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ.
所以借着他都是实在的，叫神因我们的荣耀。那在基督里坚固我们和你们，并且高我们的就是神。他又用印印了我们，并赐圣灵在我们心里做
as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come.
所以保罗在这里讲到神的信实的时候，他不是说神保守我平安没事。
So here Paul talks about faithfulness. It's not talking about God has protected me.
神供应我一切的需要。
That God has provided everything for me.
这个人性的是非常狭窄的。
Our personal faithfulness is very short.
他讲到神的信实的时候，他讲到救恩。
But when you talk about God's faithfulness, talk about salvation.
他讲到神他所传的道。
Talk about His words.
他讲到神的应许。
His promises.
他讲到神这个赐给我们一个印记。
He gave us a seal.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们来感谢神的时候
，So as we give thanks to the Lord,
我知道神保守你，我知道神医治你，我知道神供应你。
I know that God has protected you, God has healed you, God has provided for you.
但是我们希望借着这个教会四十周年的纪念，我们来想一件事。
But as we approach 40th anniversary, let's think about one thing.
我们为一个事情，为两个事情感恩。
Let's give thanks for one thing or two things.
为神的救恩。我们感恩
Especially want to give thanks for God's salvation
为神的给我们教会我们感谢
Especially give thanks for church
因为神的救恩是实在的
Because God's salvation is true
是不改变的
It's unchanging
是永存的
It's forever
神的教会是实在的
And a church is also
不改变的
Truly it will not
change 存到万代的
It's continuous to all generations
所以我们从这两个角度来献上感谢
So give thanks for these two perspectives
基督给你的救恩是实在的
Christ is faithful in your salvation.
你有没有想过，我信耶稣真的得救吗？
Have you thought about, am I truly saved?
我信了耶稣真的可以以后我们用这个通俗的话上天堂吗？
If I believe in Jesus, can I enter heaven?
我会不会半途就耶稣就说哦放弃你了，不要你了这样？
Would Christ give up on me halfway?
若是这样子，我们整个信仰的过程当中，所有的时间、所有的精力就是白费了哈。
That means that some of our faith and our effort will be completely wasted.
今天保罗跟我们说，基督给我们的救恩是实在的。
But Paul is saying that Christ's faithfulness is salvation is faithful.
所以你看，约翰福音说，到我这里来的总不丢弃他。
Gospel John said, "Some will come to me, I will never drive away."
一个都不失落。
I will lose none.
没有人把他们从我的手里面夺去。
No one can snatch them out of my hand.
你有这个确据吗？
Do you have this assurance?
到他那里来的。
You can, whoever come to him,
一个都不失落。
You will not lose any.
没有人能够把你夺去。
No one can snatch them out of
his hand. 你真正的信耶稣，真正的得救的时候，的话，上帝总不会丢弃你。
If you truly believe in Christ, God will not forgive, will not lose you.
很特别的，在这节圣经里面，这些圣经当中谈到说，神要叫他末日复活。
And very specially, also mentioned, I will raise him up on the last day.
在四次谈四次那么多。
He mentioned four times.
所以保罗除了assure 这些会众这个救恩是实在之外呢？
So Paul want to assure the audience that the faithfulness of salvation.
我觉得他在哥林多前书十五章的一个宣告非常特别。
There's a very special proclamation in First Corinthians chapter 15.
他用基督的复活来证明你们以后一定会复活。
He used Christ's resurrection to prove that indeed you will be raised.
他用基督复活来肯定自己所传的不是徒然的。
He used Christ's resurrection to prove that whatever he was preaching was not in vain.
你们所信的也不是徒然的。
Whatever you believe in was not in vain.
所以这是哥林多前书十五章那边所说的。
So this is First Corinthians chapter 15.
基督没有复活，我们就没有复活。 我们所传的就枉然，你们所信的也枉然。
If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
所以，我们从第一个主题来思想的时候，我们要肯定相信救恩是实在的、信实的。
So、the first topic that we truly need to believe that our salvation is faithful.
不但有第一个重点，就是没有人能够夺去。
That no one can snatch us away.
还有第二个重点，就是末日要复活。
And we will be raised on the last day.
第三个重点，圣灵是印记。
And we have the seal of the Holy Spirit.
你们有圣灵吗？
Do you have Holy Spirit?
圣灵有对你说话吗？
The Holy Spirit speak to you.
圣灵是一个印记。
Holy Spirit is a seal.
第四点就是我去了还要回来的。
And number four, wherever I go, I will come back.
我想这是一个完整的救恩哦。
This is a complete salvation.
到神到耶稣那边来的，没有一个人丢弃。
If you go to Christ, you will not be lost.
在末后日子要复活。
You will be raised on the last day.
你有圣灵为印记。
You have a seal of the Holy Spirit.
基督要再来见你。
And he will come again for you.
要阿门吗？
We say amen.
我所说的都是实在的，保罗说。
All these, Paul said these indeed are true.
这是阿门的。
This is amen.
所以不要担心。
So don't worry.
不要害怕。
Don't be afraid.
救恩在基督里面是一个完整的一个过程。
Your salvation is complete in Christ.
最近我看了一些的新闻。
Recently, Dr. Liang was reading some news.
我就发觉很多人对于现在可能有把握，对于未来一点把握都没有。
Many people are sure of what's happening now, but they have no control of the future.
如果你想参加这个团体呢，就是要好好的思想一下。
You really want to think about that before you join the group.
Arizona 有一个建筑。
Arizona is a building.
这个建筑里面呢有145具尸体。
There's 145 bodies.
我们中国人讲的，哎，这个过年年终讲尸体好像不太吉利哈。
For Chinese, not very lucky to talk about bodies at the end of the year.
Arizona 这个 building 里面有145个尸体。
Arizona, this building has 145 bodies.
这个建筑呢是它的温度是在零下328度。
And the temperature is -328.
这些尸体呢，都用这个 liquid nitrogen 来 frozen 它们。
So those bodies were actually frozen by liquid nitrogen.
意思说，这些人他不知道死了以后未来会怎么样。
These people, after they die, they're not sure what's going to happen in the future.
他们等两件事。
They're waiting for two things.
第一就是医学发达到一个地步以后，他们的尸体解冻之后，他可以重新再活。
They're waiting for medical advances so that after, in the future, they can unfrozen their body and they can live again.
不晓得有没有在他们当中相信说未来他可以复活。
I'm not sure how many people truly believe in bodily resurrection.
可是如果医学发达，他们被解冻之后可以重活，他们还是会死的。
But they want to believe in advanced medical science so they could be revived, but after that they could still die.
今天我们在这个世界上活着几十年。
In this world we live a few decades.
可是我们不知道去世以后会怎么样。
But we don't know what's going to happen afterwards.
可是圣经告诉我们是你在末日神会叫你复活。
But the Bible is very clear that you will be raised up on the last day.
我们的信仰给我们一个确据，它是一个完整的救恩。
Our faith gives us assurance it's a complete salvation.
你不需要去 Arizona.
You don't need to go to Arizona.
另外一个城市，如果你觉得近远一点的，就是 Michigan.
You can also go to the city in Michigan.
另外一个 city 更远的就是 Russia 的一个 city, 苏俄的。
And Russia also has a city.
叫 Kira Rush.
Called Kira Rush.
我们就发觉世界上的人用这种的方式来表示他们对于未来一点信心把握都没有。
A lot of people, you can see around the world, using this method because they have no faith and no trust in the future.
弟兄姊妹，你们有信心吗？末日神要叫你复活。
Do you have faith that on the last day you will be raised up?
那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it.
求神帮助我们，为着救恩的信实，我们现在感谢。
May God help us, and we give thanks for salvation.
第二，基督对教会的应许是信实的。
Number two, Christ is faithful in his promise to church.
我想呢，马太福音讲到说，教会建造在磐石上。
In the Gospel of Matthew, it says the church is built on the rock.
从马太福音上下文的这个磐石，就是等于真理。
And this rock is the truth.
教会若是建立在真理上，这个教会是不会被摧毁的。
If a church is built on truth, it will not be destroyed.
因为真理有永恒性。
Because truth is forever.
真理有永存性。
Truth is eternal.
所以，若是教会建立在真理的这个磐石上，它是不可能被摧毁的。
If a church is built on the rock of truth, it will not be destroyed.
所以耶稣说，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
The gates of hell will not overcome it.
因为真理也可以叫人得自由。
Because truth can set you free.
所以无论教会与四十年经过什么样的高低起伏。
So after all the ups and downs in the last 40 years for a church.
可能盛况还有衰微。
Sometimes the church was very prosperous. Sometimes church is not doing
well. 或者是有顺有逆。
Sometimes we have
顺利。
Something goes very smoothly, and sometimes things are very challenging.
可能我们有人事之间的一种的摩擦。
And maybe between people the conflicts.
可是呢？教会，它是神的新的所在，神的家。
But church is the home of God.
如果它在真理的磐石上，它是不会倒闭的。
If built on the rock of truth, it will not be destroyed.
那不单只是地方教会。
Not just a local church.
有时候我们觉得地方教会也会开啊关啊这样子。
Because we see the local church sometimes it will be built up, it will be closed.
可是这里所讲的是神那个普世永恒的教会。
But here is talking about a universal church.
为什么呢？
Why?
教会是他的身体。
Because church is his body.
教会是那充满满满万有者所充满的。
Fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
基督用撕裂他的身体来建立教会这个身体。
Jesus, his body was broken in order to build this church.
所以求神帮助我们。
So ask God to help us.
与教会一起走。
Let's walk with the church together.
教会无论怎么样，我们就是在教会当中教导真理，实行真理。
We continue to teach the truth and to live out the truth in the church.
让教会建立在真理的磐石上。
Let the church build on the rock of truth.
神掌管一切。
God's in control of everything.
因为教会是他的身体。
Church is his body.
我想我们应该多为教会祷告。
We need to pray for our church more.
很多时候我们要求牧师，要求教会为我祷告。
Often we ask the pastor to pray for us, ask the church to pray for us.
可是我们每天为教会祷告。
But we need to pray for the church every day.
让那个充满万有者充满教会。
So the fullness of him will fill everything in every way.
让这个教会成为荣耀的教会。
Let this church be a glorious church.
在教会历史里面有一些这样的一个记录。
In the church history, we can take a look at many records.
神掌管一切。
God is in control of everything.
所以教会历史里面呢，有七个扭转教会的一个历史的关键。
We can see the seven key events in change of church history.
我跟各位分享三个。
We're just going to share three today.
第一个呢，就是主后五十年。
AD 50.
就是可以说是《使徒行传》十五章之后前后的事情。
It's about recorded in Acts chapter 15.
那个时候是有五旬节。
At that time, it's Pentecost.
那个时候也有很多教义的讨论。
There's a lot of discussion about teaching.
如果教会没有经历这个五旬节跟十五章的这个教义讨论的话
，If church did not go through the Pentecost and also did not go through the Council of Jerusalem,
我们就没有今天的外邦世界教会。
We would not have the church for Gentiles today.
因为那个时候他们讨论犹太跟外邦人之间的结合。
They were talking about the unity between the Jews and the Gentiles.
神就跟这些使徒们说，把它开放，不要守。犹太人的条规条而已。
And God told the apostles that we need to open up the church to everybody, not just the Jewish tradition.
所以五十年那一个特别的时刻，开放了教会，变成一个普世外邦的教会。
It's a very special event. AD 50 opened up the church to all the Gentiles.
第二个是1517马丁路德改革。
Number two, 1517, the Reformation by Martin Luther.
没有马丁路德那么勇敢的站在所有的主教面前跟他们据理力争的话，就没有今天的这样一个信仰的自由。
Without the braveness of Martin Luther to speak up, then we will not have that kind of freedom in our religion.
Martin Luther 强调唯独圣经，唯独信心，唯独恩典。
He emphasized scripture, faith, and grace.
信徒不是要透过这个主教才能够到神面前。
We don't need to go through the bishop in order to come before the Lord.
信徒不需要主教读圣经才能够读圣经明白圣经。
We don't need to only listen to the bishop reading the Bible.
所以从马丁路德改教开始呢， 这个信仰的自由跟普及，真是我们有目共睹的了。
So through Martin Luther, this faith become more free, and everyone can have access to the Word.
第三个我提出来跟各位分享的。
Number three, I want to share with you.
二十世纪中国的政体。
20th century in Chinese government system.
中国的政体缩紧的时候，是不是毁灭了教会呢？
When the government was very tight, did it destroy the church?
中国的政体缩紧的时候，反而让教会蔓延得更快。
No, it actually stimulated the growth of the church.
所以遍地都是信徒起来组成一个教会来敬拜神。
So everywhere you have underground churches that was built up because of that.
我们看了三个变化。
We see the three changes.
变化带来扭转。
These changes bring a new era.
扭转带来发展。
And become develop.
所以弟兄姊妹，其实教会有变化。我刚刚说了，可能是进步。
Churches may change. Maybe it's a progress.
可能是一个挑战。
Maybe it's a challenge.
可是呢，我们需要对所有的变化有一个敏感度。
But we need to be sensitive to these changes.
我们也需要在这些变化当中一起的参与，让神的工作更明显。
We need to participate in these changes so God's work will be manifested.
三个扭转的关键，第一个五十年，第二个一五一七，第三个二十世纪。
So we mentioned the three key events. One is AD 50, one is AD 1517, and the other one is 20th century.
今天我们的教会。
Today, our church.
还有北美华人教会。
The Chinese church in America.
在神的国当中的那个角色是什么？
What is our role in God's kingdom?
就是我们这个四面墙里面吗？
Is it within our four walls?
就是我们这个团体吗？
Is it just this group?
可能我们这些年轻一点的还在过四十年。
Maybe our young people, they can have 40 more years.
庆祝八十年的周年纪念。
Celebrate 80th anniversary.
我想你请不到我了。
But you will not be able to invite Dr. Liang.
我们教会在神的国中有什么角色？
In our church, what is our role in God's kingdom?
我们用2018来开始另外一个四十年的话。
Let's take a look at 2018 to look forward to the next 40 years.
我们看到神的信实。
We can see God's faithfulness.
对我们个人，对我们教会。
To us personally and also to church.
我们要用感恩的心，还有报答的行动来面对新的一个阶段。
We want to give thanks and want to respond to His grace.
不要徒受他的恩典。
Do not receive His grace in vain.
40岁的教会。
The church has 40 years.
应该有四十岁的那种成熟度。
We should have that kind of maturity.
应该知道怎么样去在普世的教会当中，在神国当中扮演他的角色。
We need to know our role in God's kingdom.
记得，我们将神的信实传与万代。
Remember, to preach His faithfulness to all generations.
我们讲了救恩跟教会。
We talk about salvation. We talk about church.
只有神的救恩跟神对教会的旨意可以传到万代。
Only God's salvation, God's will for the church, can be made known through all generations.
我们在神面前求神，兑现他的信实应许。
We ask God to be faithful to His promises.
若对我们个人来说是非常短暂的。
For us, individually, it's very short term.
而对这个教会，对神普世的教会，那是一个长远的神的心意，神的计划。
But for this church, for the universal church, it's indeed a very long term goal.
我们刚刚提到三个年代。
We mentioned three key events.
让我们一同来为教会祷告。
Let's continue to pray for our church.
祝福教会有一种耶路撒冷式的议会。
To bless our church to model after the council at Jerusalem.
因为这个议会，所以改变了整个教会从犹太这个狭窄的范围breakthrough 进程变成外邦教会。
Because of that meeting, the church has a breakthrough from a very Jewish sect become a universal church.
祝福教会有一些突破性的策略。
We ask God to bless our church to model after this to have a breakthrough strategy.
因为使徒行传十五章，神带领使徒们思想一个突破性的策略。
Because in Acts 15, God has led the apostles to think through and to go through this breakthrough.
第二个，祝福教会有一种信仰上面的再生。
Number two, we ask God to bless our church to have a renewal of our faith.
马丁路德勇敢地面对这些主教。
Martin Luther was very brave to stand up to all the other bishops.
他说传统是错误的。
The tradition, is wrong.
我们应该从这个传统里面出来，回到圣经当中。
We should walk out of the tradition, go back into God's words.
行真理，而不是守传统。
To live out the truth, not just following the tradition.
传统不一定完全错误。
Tradition may not be all wrong.
可是我们要用真理来重新审核传统。
But we don't want to use the truth to verify our tradition.
所以支付教会有一种信仰的再生。
So I ask God to bless our church to renew our faith.
支付教会有一种追随圣灵的工作的行动。
And ask God to bless our church to follow the Holy Spirit.
所以二十世纪的中国。
For 20th century in China.
我们发觉好像很紧张。
It seems that it was a very tense situation.
好像被约束、被压迫。
It seems that they were very oppressed.
可是呢，神的教会继续发展。
But God's church continued to develop.
圣灵在这个末后的世代在做什么呢
？What is Holy Spirit doing in these end days?
圣灵在我的生命里面要我怎么样站起来跟随圣灵的脚踪呢
？What does Holy Spirit want me to stand up to follow Him?
所以为着同胞，或者是为着目前世界上福音的需要。
For our kinsmen and for the world, the need for salvation.
我们一样起来行动。
We need to have action.
可能你自己起来。
Maybe you can stand up yourself.
可能你要支持华盛起来。
Or maybe you can support a seminary.
因为这是我的服事。
This is Dr. Liang's ministry.
愿神祝福教会。
May God bless the church.
四十年是非常成熟的一个年龄。
40 years is actually a mature age.
但愿我们在这个 legacy 上面继续下去。
We'll continue our legacy.
神给我们一切的应许供应绝对是信实的。
God is very faithful for his promise and his abundant supply.
最要紧的，神的救恩跟神对教会的应许是非常信实。
Most importantly, he's faithful in his salvation and his promise to church.
我们为着神对救恩跟教会的信实献上感谢。
We give thanks for God's faithfulness in his salvation and church.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父感谢你因为你是信实的神
Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are faithful
你的信实是直到万代
You're faithful through all generations
所以我们相信你的工作是直到万代
We believe your ministry will continue through all generations
你的救恩是永不改变的
Your salvation will never change
你对教会的应许是永不改变的
Your promise to the church will never change
我们能够在这样一个属灵的祝福下面里面我们献上感谢
We give thanks for it, all these spiritual blessings
但愿主祝福这个教会
May you bless this church, Lord
让我们真是重新再去思考我们的信仰
Help us to truly meditate about our faith
让我们在很多的事工上面有一些突破性的一些的策略
Help us to have a breakthrough strategy in our ministry
让我们在真理上面重新再温习而且站立在真理的磐石上
Help us to renew our study and the truth
也让我们敏感知道圣灵的工作
Be sensitive to the work of the Holy Spirit
好叫我们能够与你同工
So we can work with you together
感谢祷告奉耶稣的名求
Thank you and pray us in Jesus' name
Amen
Amen
谢谢大家
Thank you
我们非常感谢梁院长非常精彩的讲道来提醒我们
We thank Dr. Liang for her wonderful words to remind us and encourage us
我看了一下时间现在下去的话可没有饭吃
We're a little bit early for our lunch
所以我们来唱两首诗歌来回应刚刚梁院长他所传讲的信息
Let's sing a couple of hymns to respond to a message from Dr. Liang
我们要唱的是生命圣书在你的座位的底下或前面我们要第一首我们要唱十八你的信实广大
Number one we sing number 18 Great is thy faithfulness It's on the hymn book
第十八首
Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou Thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Oh, I have needed thy hand.Help provided. Great is thy faithfulness. door unto me. Verse 3. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thy home, dear presence, to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings on my with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Oh, I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
好，这首诗歌我们来唱 215
215
215
Number 215.
这首歌是教会读的根基，好不好？我们站起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's all stand. Let's all sing this together.
是哪一本书？The
Church One Foundation.
我们唱四节来。The
Church One Foundation is Jesus Christ the Lord. She is His new creation. By water and the word, from him he came and saw her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one nor only heard. Her counter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth. One holy name she blesses, one holy food, and to one hope he presses, with every grace endued. No witness gone for wonder, men see her sore oppressed. By chisel rent asunder, by her sadly distressed. Yes, saints that watch are keeping, their cry goes up how long. But soon the night of weeping shall be their mournful song. Yet she on earth had union with God the Three in One, and mystic sweet communion with those who rest is one. Oh, happy ones and holy, Lord, give us grace that we like them, the meek and lowly, on high may dwell with thee.
让我们一起站立，我们唱三一颂。
Stand up, we'll sing doxology together.
from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Go in peace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion of the Holy Spirit, and the love of God be with you all, from now on to the end of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Be seated, please.
请坐。